Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw. We're doing the Chat Room Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio today. The call-in number, listen to this, all right? The call-in number is 213-325-3434, okay? I'm going to open up the chat over here. I'm going to launch the chat. Oh, man, I haven't done this in a long time. I'm very happy to be over here doing this on Blog Talk Radio. And it's cool, so I'm opening the chat room. Well, Ree, haven't done this in a long time, so the chat room is there. And I'm thinking, okay, was there a link shared? I don't know. All right, so the number to call is 213-325-3434. We were talking about the tragic incident that happened yesterday, unfortunately, within the family of the Debbie and Mark Constantino. People that have contributed big on EVP research, and we know them for seeing them on ghost adventures. Debbie and Mark have also participated in many, many events. And in fact, I believe that they were doing radio interviews and that. We had the intention of bringing them to the show, but obviously now that will never happen. We've also initiated the chat about talking about domestic violence and that. And I made an example just a few minutes ago that a good person can also become a victimizer at one point. And I'm not justifying the domestic violence or in any way. But I'm just saying that we have to be very careful with the way we start to, you know, manifest our thoughts when we cannot control our anger, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Ree, if you're seeing, I'm over here sending the link so you can, you know, let the people know how we're and what we're doing over here. We only have about 30 minutes only for Blog Talk Radio. The domestic violence is something that anybody can be victim of. And I've had experienced that myself with the domestic violence. You might think that it's always a man towards a woman, but sometimes it's a woman towards the man. And it is something that it's not good. It should be treated with special care. Because, of course, when a person snaps, you don't know what they're capable of. They're capable of saying the most nastiest words, hurting that person emotionally, and keeping that emotional stress going on and on and on and on. That is a different form of domestic violence. It can be manifested in many different ways. So I'm in a situation, of course, still shaken by the news of all this that has happened. I believe that, you know, right now the only thing that we can do is to pray and leave the family, you know, let them mourn. And, of course, things will be said because of the way this event occurred. You know, it's normal. We all have our different opinions, and we will all want to express them because they were our friends. We always saw them as a happy couple. Some of you knew them better than others. And, of course, I knew them for what I've saw them. You know, I've seen them on TV working and doing the paranormal investigation with Ghost Adventures. And we've chatted. I have a moment of knowing them over the internet, and that's it. You see, they weren't part of my daily life. I wasn't obviously part of their daily life either, but we had some things in common, and it was it's the paranormal research. Of course, we believe, like I say, you know, the people, many of us have our different problems and our different ways of manifesting ourselves when we have problems. I mean, how many of you have tried to do something? You're trying to build something, and it's not working. You try, and you try, and you try. You just grab that thing, and you throw it against, you know, anything. That's a violent way of expression, right? I mean, I have never done that before because I'm thinking, why would I want to cause more damage if this is not functioning? You know, that's my way of reasoning. So, I have a different approach to things. But not even, that doesn't make me that I cannot, you know, snap in any moment. What did I said this comment. And of course, I'm sending my condolences to family. And at the same time, I'm reading that, let me see over here. I'm opening the chat to see, make sure that nobody's around there. I am reading things that is very disturbing, and the point that, of course, people are kind of like, I'm more on Debbie's side, or I'm more on Mark's side. This is not a moment of taking sides. We both knew them. And, of course, they've had their things, and they shared their things. A lot of the things that were going on were shared by them, okay? Prayers. People will air their things because, you know, they feel that there's no one around. Maybe I can get some words of sympathy coming from elsewhere. You know, so whatever motivates them or whatever motivates you into sharing your things, you know, it's up to you. But once it's out there, of course, you engage people in it too. And sometimes the comments that we receive will either help or will either make things worse. I don't think, and I understand, I don't think it was a good thing that people will start saying, well, I hope that the victimizer burns and rots in hell. Oh, that other person. I mean, it's coming, and the negative comments is going, you know, towards her and towards him. And I'm thinking, what the crap? You know, is that satisfying for you? Are you in that much need of attention because of this tragic thing? Tons of shows are going to be made in memorial of this, in memorial of that. It is, and it happens. And it will happen. You just mark my word, it will happen. Look at us. We're talking about this because, again, you know, I made comments of condolence. But I did not make comments of condolence for you to blast off on my page things that, you know, could have been better shared in private than to put it out. Because I've had people that have been concerned of the postings that are out there. And then when I started reading the posting, of course, I became a little, you know, it bothered me too. Because I'm thinking, geez, these are the true friends. Were these are the true friends? Oh, that post the pictures, yes, but remember that when you hang, there were both. Oh, no, because she says it, yeah, she probably had shared things with you as a secret and you're airing it all out there. Does that make you proud? Does that make you like, wow, maybe somebody will have interest in what I have to say because she shared a lot of things with me? How much? Did she say, tell the world? Or she said, you know, I need a friend to talk to. She didn't need a microphone through you to air out all those things. But the things that, because there are aired, we discovered that there was a problem going on. So if you guys knew that there was a problem going on, it says, yes, you know, it's all about, you know, belittling the other person in public. Where did that lead to? Where did that lead to? Where did that lead to? Look at that. And if we're not going to learn by the examples of it, you know, if you don't see this as a freaking example, Well, you know, you are, there's something wrong. Exactly. Look at what it led to. Let's trash each other. Look at what that leads to. Leads to something that right now you can't even say, I'm sorry I did this. It's too late, right? Deal with the loss. We all want to continue on that path. That's the dumb. Now that is super dumb. That, you know, unbelievable. That is super dumb. But again, you know, it's hard to grasp that we are so capable of doing and causing those pains to other people. It is. It's super. It's bad. And it says, I can speak as the victim. What help there is, and what to do. Well, hurry up and share it with me. I'm on the air. If you can do that, remember that there's a number. The number that I mentioned, the number to call. I'm gonna even see if I can copy and paste it over here. This is Blog Talk Radio's number. I haven't used this thing in a long time, but I'm gonna be copying it and pasting over here so that you can. There it is. That's the number to call if you want to call. I'm going to give that to you guys, like if I'm handing out candy, trick-or-treating. There it goes. That's the number to call. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not the number to call. I gave you the wrong number? Okay. It's not assigned for the first show. Oh, I see what's going on. There's no. Okay, so we remain on the chat room. All right. This is Tony Wolfpaw. This is the Chat Room Morning Show. We're dedicating this show into a special talk. Of course, I'm a little hurt, but right now I'm sad for the loss. But I'm even more sad for the different responses that I see coming from people that, you know, they were just supposed to be friends, and that's so bad, you know. It's so bad. Right now, we're all losing if we don't do things and make things better. No, Reed, that's the wrong number. That is like a host call for the host. But anyway, no. Yeah, that's the wrong number. Don't try even to call that number. And you can't even call me either because I'm on air. I'm using the phone right now to do the Blog Talk Radio. Again, folks, this show is live, and you can communicate with us through our Facebook, Tony Wolfpar, Anthony Ortiz, or the Chat Room Network. Either of those pages, you can communicate with us and all. It is not right getting kids off. Okay. All right. No. That's not the right one. It doesn't offer a call number for that first one. So I'm going to have to let Lisa know, because she plans to do a show also through Blog Talk Radio. The Chat Room Morning Show is live, and we are also airing this through Blog Talk Radio, and we haven't done this in a long time. So you're simultaneously listening to it through Wolfpaw Radio, and we are on Facebook, so you can go to our Facebook page, and I believe the TuneIn app is still working, right? If it is, you know, let me know. I think so. But we have about six that we have to have a different program for TuneIn for them. So there's a lot of work. There is a lot of work to be done. Remembering the Constantinos, Debbie and Mark Constantino. When I first started chatting with Debbie. She had like this very strong character, and she was I don't know. Sometimes I believe that I was talking more with Debbie than with Mark. And well, Mark had sent me like that friend request last week, and like I said, we wanted to have them on the show, and look how curious, because we're writing a book on paranormal, the Native American ghost hunters. We're writing. And And I get a hold of different people that I just send a message because I know that they have good references in the different subjects that I'm going to be mentioning on that book. So amongst the people that we communicated with Bill Chappell, which is the creator of the PX Obelis and other devices that you can check out the Digital Dowsing website in which you can get these things, right? So I sent a message to Mr. Bill Chappell, and he very kindly answered back, and he said that he's interested, and, you know, that we can schedule it for the month of October. So I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's awesome to have Bill Chappell himself. So again, I then was thinking I want to talk a little bit about the EVP. So, you know, who was I going to communicate with? I'm thinking about Mark and Debbie Constantino. So my thoughts is, well, Mr. Bill Chappell is very hard to get. And maybe I'll be able to get a hold of the Constantinos. So Mark sent me a friend request about last week, and then this happens. So imagine I'm how I feel, and I'm thinking, wow, it's what can I say? It's messed up. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I was receiving message from people. And I was surprised where I was at. This is what happened. Where I was at, I'm receiving message, but I can't really see any of the graphics or any of the pictures that they were sharing with me. No, I didn't know. I'm thinking, what is it all about? Are they okay? And I was still thinking that they were fine, but that's something that happened. That, you know, I said, well, they were probably close to something tragic, or and people are sending their prayers. I really hope that they're okay. And I posted a how's Debbie, because I saw that most people were mentioning her. And I received message from people like David Omen and you know, from the Omen House in Beverly Hills, and it was just my day totally changed. I was messed up. I'm thinking, what am I reading here? I could not believe. But again, what can we do now? We have to pray. We have to leave that family alone so they can mourn. They can, you know, that suffering. Alone in the sense, not leaving them alone of abandonment, but alone in the sense, be a little bit more sensitive at this moment with your comments on the social media. You know, for the respect of both families. Regardless of what happened, there's a third person that passed away too. For the respect of all of them, you know, it's a no-no. Even if you really mean them, you know, that's what you be careful. Not now. It's not a good time now. And I understand if it was me, if something like that happened to my family, of course I would want to react in the same way. But what am I going to gain with that? Just to show how angry I am, upset I am. I know that people need to vent and all that, but these are public figures and these were our friends. And they have family. They have daughters. And I know the daughter posted something similar to what I'm talking about of the no-nos. But, you know, they're upset. They're sad. They're angry. It's a mixed feeling. And it will kick in. And it's hard. It is hard. Believe me. When you lose somebody for natural causes, it's hard to say goodbye to that person. Okay? It's hard. Now, how many of you have cried, people that are still living, because you feel if you ever lose them, you know, it's going to be very terrible with you to deal with, even in the best of their health. So imagine, if you have ever cried for someone like that, imagine the loss of 2-3 people, okay? So prayers for not only the family, but prayers for all of us, because, you know, we can all go through that. And I don't want none of my friends to go through anything like that. I don't want to go through that. I don't wish those things to anybody. So if you have a problem with your companion, if you have, you know, that you cannot no longer stand that person, try to get some help. Seriously, it's time that, you know, you both cannot be arguing for the rest of your life like that. Don't stop hurting each other. Get some help. The best thing to remember is that, first of all, you started as friends. You were good friends. You need to talk, and you need to call that person every day. Remember that. Remember the text messages and all that got you both together. All right? If things are not working, remember that friendship and try to let go of each other. I know it's hard. Sometimes we're too damn accustomed to the violence. Yes, maybe you feel that being slapped around is something normal. It's not. It's not normal. It should not happen. There should be respect towards you. Maybe you are an extremely jealous person that you cannot control that. I know what jealousy is, because I'm very jealous of my things. I know what jealousy is, and I know what jealousy can do. I'm very jealous with my things because I want to take care of them. I want to make sure that they're well and all that. And, you know, sometimes you can go to the extremes. Yes. What does that lead to? Divorce. If that's what you want, well, then don't get married. If that's what you want, or you can't really manage to live a life and let other people live, you know, maybe a relationship is not for you. Just be a good friend. Be a good friend, okay? And keep it that way. That's my best advice. Because if you're not capable of managing your anger, well, then don't put yourself in a situation that might affect some other people. And be very honest with them. Hey, the reason that I'm, you know, all by myself, because I believe that I have a little issues that I need to resolve. And resolve them. Or maybe it will, you know, stay dormant. Or maybe it will trigger by something. But seriously, if that's the case, then you need help. You need help. And if you feel that getting help is not going to satisfy you, is not going to really help you at all, well, then don't start a relationship. Remain as good friends. Maybe you are a good friend, all right? And a messed up lover. Maybe you're not good material for marriage or taking home and presenting with your mom and dad. You know what I mean? Maybe you're not that. But because you're not that, that doesn't mean that he or she is not a good person, all right? Course, yeah, you can start pointing fingers and this and that. I think that's the nature of our humanity right now, is of blaming others for our unhappiness. But you are capable of shifting things around and changing poison into medicine. And that is something possible, because, you know, like I said, I've been victim of that. I have. And you know, it's not cool. It's not good. It's not something that we can smile and wake up in the morning and say, hey, good morning, when are you going to slap me around again? Huh? Looking for that first slap. You know, of course, you know, that's bad. It is terrible. So the best thing to do, if you are in a situation like that, you know, whatever the separation, the way that you're going to detach from that, have a done in a professional way, but, you know, please, because sometimes, you know, it helps, and it really, you know, that's the best advice that I can give you. If you are a victim of that, and we have seen these victims, They end up in shelters. They end up in the streets. They end up homeless. They end up, you know, going through depression. They sometimes don't have food. They don't have a roof over them. You know, and it's not a good thing. It becomes then a social problem. Why? Those are the people that can do practically anything because they've lost everything. And sometimes, you know, they said, I don't have the guts to pull the gun on me, so I'm going to be stupid and I'm going to, you know, see if I get killed by someone else. You know, a lot of crazy things like that goes on through people's head. Please, so don't let's be more smarter than the problem, and let not the results of that problem govern our life. Let's see what we can do. And seriously, if you really feel the need to talk about these things off air, all right? You know, you can send me a call. You can send me a message. If you really feel the need to talk about this, because maybe we'd be able to help you get help from where you are in your neck of the woods. Many times when we have had experiences like this, people from the internet, from other states, start sharing the numbers from places that are close here that you can call. You see what I mean? Good networking does that. So it is a possibility that we can help you getting information. And also, you know, just being there as a friend, but helping you. Because when a person is going through that, the last thing that they can think of is, what can I do now? It's a desperate thing. So I've seen people cry, and I've seen people cry in a way that it's not only of sadness, it's of anger, it's of, you know, it's sad. But when those kind of tears comes out, you know, and you can't stop them. You can't really stop them. So what do you think we can do to help others that are suffering and are going through this? I think if we adopt a way, 90 seconds, if we adopt a way to help others, we're empowering our own spirits. We are, you know, becoming stronger and better human beings. So let's see if we can do that. About 90 seconds. I haven't done this Block Talk thing in a long time. And I'll tell you this, it's freaking fun to see the panel again and all. I'm going to tell Charles that, you know, if we can do something like this. 60 seconds. Thank you, Rebecca. I used to call her Rebecca. 60 seconds. So, you know, really, all I can say right now is to be safe, be loved, okay, and take care of each other.